Greetings in Jesus' name on this 19th day of March, the year of our Lord, 2024. I hope that you're having a terrific Tuesday and you're enjoying the good blessings of God. We're currently on a vacay up in the mountains of Maine, skiing for a couple days and enjoying the good blessings of the Lord as we relax our minds and rest our bodies and we continue to press on for the glory of God. I want to encourage you with something that our church has recently started up again. We've started up counting tracts in gospel literature and personal witnesses. And it's a challenge to all of the people in the church to be an effective gospel witness. And we are experiencing some great blessings. Our first week, we had 482 contacts of tracts or personal witnesses. Last week, we had 421 personal witnesses or gospel tracts that was handed out. And maybe some of you pastors that are listening may want to consider this. We're counting them on Wednesday night. And we have a joy doing it. People raise their hands, and I love it. Somebody raises their hand. I had one this week. And then we had somebody last week raise their hand. These two young ladies were out visiting on the streets with us and got to witness to their first ever individual. They've never witnessed before in their life. And so these are good times, and this might encourage some of you pastors to bring this back as part of your ministry of tract distribution and personal witnesses. I say this, we witness with our life, we witness with our lips, and we witness with literature. And we track and count lips and literature. We don't track the life, but we're having a good time. And I hope this encourages you to do the same. In your Bibles today, I was studying on yesterday about this man named Thomas. And the Bible says, after Thomas, of course he was not there. When Jesus made this post-resurrection appearance, he was not there. And the Bible says right here in this passage, it says, the other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except. So Thomas, from the very beginning, put parameters on this situation. He said, except I shall see his hands, the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. How many people are just like Thomas today? They put all these parameters on the Lord, even though he's the God of creation, and you look around and see his handiwork, even though when you look up into the heavens and think about the eclipse that's getting ready to happen in a few weeks, right here over our region. And the Bible says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day utter the speech, and you see his magnificence in the skies, and you see his beauty in the creation, and you marvel at his ability to create our bodies. Such an amazing, amazing body that we have. Just recently, my immune system attacked itself, and I almost died. And I'm saying, our bodies, we are fearfully and wonderfully made, even though God has done all of these things, yea, and countless other things. We still put parameters on the Lord, except, Thomas said, except I shall see those hands and the prints of the nails, and except I put my finger in the prints of his nails, and except I thrust my hand into his side, I'm just going ahead and tell you, all you boys, I'm not going to believe. And I feel there's many just like Thomas out there today. Except all of these things happen, I'm not going to believe. I'm not going to. And I know you may be listening to Christian radio today and searching, but can I tell you, Jesus is wonderful, and you can trust him as your Savior. The Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you only had that verse teaches us about the ABCs of biblical salvation. The Bible says that you confess with your mouth, you believe in your heart. That's what it says. And you can be saved. You said, preachers, there's other things. Let's not Let's not get mystified here. Everything changes when you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And you'll find that in Thomas's life. Possibly tomorrow I'll share more about that. And you'll find how God worked in his life. And he believed. And God changed him. And he'll change you. You've been listening to this Tuesday edition of the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day. And we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.